News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Stay with the issue of, well, I suppose, COVID-related. 6 billion support package will be needed in the upcoming budget to help support businesses. That's according to IBEC. They've released their budget submission, pre-budget submission today. Ger Brady, IBEC chief economist, joins us. Ger, obviously we have our COVID plan for the next 6 months. What kind of economic supports does IBEC feel are needed?
Yeah, I think when we looked at the plan yesterday, it looks like a pretty sensible framework to deal with difficult decisions. It removes a bit of the guesswork about crucial things for business, like elements of return to normal office life, like questions about connective infrastructure, particularly important stuff around airports and ports. But it still does spell out a pretty difficult prospect for a lot of sectors of the economy going into the next 9 months and more. What we're saying this morning with our budget submission is that there has been 20 billion of economic support, unprecedented support from the state in 2020 for the economy. But most of that support will run out in the early part of next year, in the first 3 months. And what we're saying is a new package is needed that is focused partly on supporting those sectors which will have continuing constraints in them, but also about moving on past Brexit to deal with other big issues that are also out there. The back to work issue, getting people back into work, is going to be a massive challenge given we haven't got that immigration release valve this time round. The issues that could be raised by if there is a no deal Brexit, and even without a no deal Brexit, the non-tariff barriers and costs for business. And then the ongoing, if anyone remembers back as far as February and the general election, all those big issues, the competitiveness issues around the low carbon transition, around housing and childcare and caring responsibilities, all still exist. And we've set out a package of measures worth 6 billion that seeks to address a lot of those issues.
Okay. You're a little concerned that you think the government is being too conservative on people returning to their offices.
Yeah, I think the elements of the plan yesterday give us a kind of a sensible framework. We can see that they've accepted the essentiality of some parts of office life. So in stage one, they've said people can move back on a phased basis back towards the office, which is welcome. And in phase two, key things like induction, training, key meetings can happen in the office. And that's really welcome from our point of view. But it does mean, and it's very clear, and look, this is life with the virus, that full return to office and our city centre economies are under significant threat. And if you look at that in the long term, there is a long term competitiveness risk from all this, in that if you lose things like connectivity, things like city centre life, it makes Ireland less attractive as an investment location. Now, maybe it is the right decision from a public health point of view, but it is a big risk, yeah, and a big risk to significant investments.
Just very, very briefly, Gerard, if you can, the travel arrangements, are you happy that changes is coming there for international travel?
Yeah, I think, look, we have significant investments in both the hard infrastructure in airports and ports and the soft infrastructure in routes that are hugely important for business. This moves us more towards a European norm, and frankly, it can't happen quickly enough.
Okay, Ger Brady, Chief Economist at IBEC. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.